Hello, everyone. My name is Elizabeth. I'm your host. This is Diversity in Yachting. Welcome to the Yachting International Radio. Today we have Tumi in the house. Tumi, welcome.
Thank you.
Today we are tackling a situation where Tumi hasn't found a job in a very long time. She came into the industry and you know what happens. After the season, you quit your job and you want to start again. And Tumi hasn't found anything. Tumi, how has been your situation so far?
Well, I guess because of COVID, it's kind of messed up everything. So I quit my land-based job and I decided to go into the yachting industry. I got to France and within 2 weeks there was a lockdown and my visa was expiring. So then I had to head back home, and trying to apply from here is torturous because as you know, as expected, boats don't want to fly us over. So it's been quite hard, to be honest. Very hard.
It's a bit difficult to apply from outside.
Yeah.
You have to be in EU to actually get a job. And sometimes challenges like whereby maybe you went to EU and you're trying to get a job, maybe in France and Spain, wherever. Have you ever tried that?
Well, yeah, when I was there for the first 2 weeks, it was very challenging because also no one knew what regulations were going to be put in place. So every time I was dock walking, it was just kind of like, yeah, we're going to be hiring, but we're still waiting for regulations. We don't know what's happening with COVID. So it was very like wishy-washy, like there was no like concrete answer.
I understand. And did you actually meet people who were having problems as well? Was it something to do with COVID, or it was something to do with race, or maybe your experience as well?
To be honest, in this case, I don't feel like it had anything to necessarily do with race. I mean, there were some people in the crew house that did get work, but I think I would say most people did struggle. But yet again, there was only two people of color in the crew house, so I wouldn't really can't really tell if it was a race thing or not. So yeah, but I don't think so. In this case, I truly don't believe that it was.
Okay. I understand. Yeah. And yeah. Is there anyone you met who had the same situation as you, but was having lots of challenges, or was talking about being discriminated when they were looking for a job, or when they were putting out their CVs and nothing was coming or whatever? Is there anything you would want people to know?
I feel like I don't necessarily know about putting the CV out there, but I will say that some of my people that I know that are in the industry currently, there is discrimination that happens on board, and they have made it known to me. And that's why I've had a few people kind of tell me to go against going to specifically the Mediterranean and rather going to the Caribbean because they feel like it's more inclusive. So I have had that type of advice. You see, it's tricky because they come with the criteria thing. So that criteria thing overshadows a lot of the issues. So I myself have applied for jobs where it's, you know, they would reply to me and be like, oh, sorry, you don't fit the criteria. Now, what that criteria is, I don't know, because I have extensive hospitality experience. So, you know, we can't really answer this question because it's being covered up. So
exactly. I understand. What do you think can make your situation better? What advice would you give to people? Maybe what would you want to say that can make your situation better or better?
Sorry, just repeat that again. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, I was saying, what can make your situation better? Like, okay, what would you expect for it to happen? Would you expect someone to tell you, okay, you didn't fit in the criteria? And what I mean about you not fitting, I mean, maybe English wasn't your first language, or maybe because you are too thin for the uniforms, or you're too, you know.
I mean, yes, that would so we could understand what the issue is, but I feel that that is something that could not happen, that they would not necessarily do. I wish they could tell me, but exactly. Would they really? Because I mean, if you're saying to someone you don't fit the criteria because you're not skinny enough, I mean, that's like the worst thing you can say. Or if you don't have blue eyes, or if you don't have blonde hair, or if you don't, like, that is like just not something that should even be said in this day and age. So yes, in a perfect world, I would love that, but realistically, I don't see that happening.
I know.
But I guess the advice that I would give to myself is, if I had to go again, is just not to be intimidated. I felt slightly intimidated because realistically, there's not a lot of people of color in this industry, and we're not going to beat around the bush about it. So I wouldn't feel so intimidated. I did find myself feeling slightly insecure in the beginning, being like, oh my God, like, she's definitely going to get it before me. You know what I mean? It's just that, yeah. I next time around, there's none of that.
not having some kind of closure on what went wrong can lower your spirit, can get your spirit demotivated and everything. And I do understand that happened to me quite a few times when I was in the industry as well. So I really understand that. And being like two people on seeing someone of no color at all in more sports, that happened to me. Well, until one day in Barcelona, I met one of the stewardesses. But yeah. Anyway, what we are doing on this show is actually issues like your one, whereby you had to quit your job and you say, okay, let me come. And people were warning you, telling you where you're going. Rather, you go to Vivian, don't go to med. Because once you go in the med, it's a bit tricky for a person of color to be picked, because maybe people flooded in or whatever. But that's what we are trying to get across, that it doesn't matter that you are a person of color. What matters is your experience, that this is what we want to put across to all the captains, all the recruiters, all the yacht owners, the management. This is what we're trying to put across, that they should consider regardless of who they are, where they're coming from, and also that the crew should know that they shouldn't have fear to go through or to apply or to...
Exactly. You have to keep...
And also, has to be some kind of closure on criteria that, okay, we're looking for someone of not of color, but that's pure discrimination, which we are trying to make sure that...
And I like that point, because what I don't understand is this industry is a 6-star industry, right? This is a very skills-based industry. This is a service-based industry. So skill and service has nothing to do with my culture, the color of my skin. It has everything to do with the service that I provide that is exceptional for the client. So in retrospect, I look at it and I'm like, I personally wouldn't want to work on a boat that's just employing me for the way that I look. I pride myself in what I do and in my work, and that's the boat I want to align myself with. So we're winning in a sense, but at the same time, it's not necessarily fair. It's not a fair game, you know?
We understand that, yes, things are not fair, but they're actually done that way. But that's the culture we need to change. We are asking their people that get to choose, that get to make the choices on who's going to come, who's not going to come, that they should leave the culture of considering people. And, you know, they have to consider everyone and know that people are different. We understand differently. I might be a bit slower on getting information. You might be quicker. You might be good in service.
Yeah.
Good in housekeeping.
Yeah.
But the whole point, the guest and the owner happy, and the captain as well.
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying to do in this show, that everyone has to just consider each one, and we just have to be one people. We just have to love each other, and we have to just tell each other, okay, Elizabeth, you got it wrong on this and that and that. Not say, okay, Elizabeth, no, we're not going to have you.
Yeah.
But not, why are we not going to have Elizabeth again? Not explaining to Elizabeth, you have destroyed Elizabeth. You didn't tell her what happened, what went wrong, everything. Then you're like, you know what happened. You know, that's exactly what we're trying to put out there, that everyone knows that we are people. You might be, you might be a recruiter, you might be whoever on the hiring, but just consider, well, because come to think of it, if that crew comes on board, they might be able to actually make life better for everyone else and save good because of the experience.
Yeah.
What advice would you want to give to people who are coming into your team?
One, it's not easy to look for work, number one. Number two, I think, you know, the amount of effort that I've put into looking for a job, you must make sure that this is a decision that you want for yourself. What I've also, you know, I don't know, I see it with a lot of the people that I know, is I'm glad that I'm not coming in this industry for money, because just the efforts and the time and the pain and, you know, all of it is just, it's going to drive you crazy. Like, hospitality is just my passion. So I know that this is part of my calling in some way, and it may not be forever, but I know that it's the journey that I need to pass through in order to get to where I need to be. So definitely say, find something in yachting that you want to stick through. I know I want to be interior. There's no way I'm standing outside in the sun the whole day and washing the boat. That's just not going to happen. It's just not happening. So I really think that people, one, should not be intimidated. Two, know what you want out of it, because it is a lot of time and effort. And you know, I haven't landed my first job yet, but I will say this journey has been tiring. it's also money. You know, it's a lot of money to invest in. So I find that a lot of people that come into yachting, they think it's just like this big party and everyone, but like, there's a lot of work that gets into getting that first job. So I think people need to take that into consideration for sure. Yeah. I would have given up a long time ago if I didn't really want it. Like, 100% would have given up. I would be like, Jesus, I'm out. Yeah.
What about you? Maybe you have been hired after an interview, then you get a call saying, no, we're not going to take you. They couldn't take you and everything. And also, this amount of CVs you're making and everything. But yes, everything you have to do for your passion. That is actually something that I like, something you really like, because there is a lot to do there. There is a lot other than just looking for work and, you know, writing the CVs and dock hawking and everything. There is a lot to do in the actual work when you get on board and prove yourself. And sometimes, especially when maybe you're a woman of color and there is all the other crew have from other nationalities and everything, you need to prove yourself even more. Maybe you need to work four times as more.
Yeah, so that's another thing.
You know, this is exactly why it's a bit tiring, but it's even more tiring if you get on board. But
I feel like I really need a vacation just from writing a CV alone. Like, I couldn't even imagine being on board. My God.
Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the advice you've given to the world. Thank you to me. This is Elizabeth. I was your host, and stay tuned for our next show. This was Tumi telling us her journey into yachting, and she has been through a lot, as you can hear. We hope to see you next on the show. Enjoy. Bye, everyone. Bye.